This is what the ticket computer spat out. These are the top five. We'll go from five down to one. At number five, oddly enough... Thank you, ticket computer. As singular humans, these two did not make it. But as a collection, they're number five, Dunham and Miller.
They aren't dorks.
Together,
the Musers.
They're dorks. Separate,
George Dunham, Craig Miller, the Musers.
This is what the computer said.
I don't know. That might be the other way around.
Their problem is, according to the ticket computer, definite college dorks. Example A. Used to host a fake talk show in their dorm room that only the two of them could hear. Dorky?
Yeah.
Well, you know the what? They were just trying to learn and practice for their career.
Nerdy. Anyone working on their career as an 18-year-old, nerd.
Smart.
Yeah, LeBron James.
I guarantee you John Daniels was doing that. Look at him now.
Whatever.
It's Dungeons and Dragons with a fake microphone.
It is. They had on big pointy hats like that commercial, you know? Hitting each other with scepters.
Just wadded up some tape and put it on their ears as fake headphones.
They did that. Example number two. Had a cassette recorder that they made a fart tape out of.
That doesn't make you a dork.
Pretty dorky.
Not really. Typical pot... Typical college pranks.
Pot.
Typical college pranks.
I didn't know anyone in college making fart tapes. Although I think it's pretty genius, it still falls under the dork category.
I disagree.
Well, you can't disagree with the ticket computer.
The computer spit it out.
I don't think of Dunham and Miller as dorks.
I don't either. When I go up and talk to George or hang out with Craig, I don't consider them dorks at all. But together, as a unit.
Yep.
You can't
number
be,
five.
But you see, you're pulling stuff from their past.
Points.
You're pulling stuff from their past, and I don't think it's fair. You're going back to college days to cite.
Yeah, whatever,
examples.
Greg.
Wait till we get to you.
Okay, well.
All right, let's see what else this ticket computer says.
At number four, the ticket computer spit out the name of James Christopher, otherwise known as Mr. Jimmy.
What did the ticket computer say about Jimmy?
At the top, it says, almost retarded. Has trouble interacting with others. Drug use has rendered him useless. May have been cool at one time with hip musical tastes and hip political views, but those things that once made him cool have since ruined him.
I don't know.
I don't either.
So sorry.
I mean, Jimmy's a good guy, man.
I love Jimmy. Jimmy's like an older brother to me, you know?
Well, then why
are you kicking him in the nuts then?
I'm not. Because the computer is.
Because let's face it. You wrote all this. The ticket computer didn't.
Does this look like my writing or the writing of a computer?
Yours? That is a printout from the ticket computer.
No, I think you wrote it just like you wrote those fashion deals the other day.
Oh, yeah, I wrote the fashion deals.
I've asked every girl in here, and none of them said
like you they're going to tell admit? You.
No, I think they would.
Because
no,
you're going to slap them in the face when they...
I've never hit a girl in my life.
Well, you called them whores.
Right.
Greg. That's not hitting them.
Well, it's close enough. It's verbal abuse, and you should be in prison.
At number three, the ticket computer threw out... Robert Sturm.
Yeah.
Bob Sturm?
And at the very top of Bob Sturm's computer printout, it says three words. Never been drunk.
That makes you a dork? Hey.
Yep. Yep. You got to drink beer to be cool.
You just need one time, and he didn't even make it to one. Example number two.
You ever think that just might make him a better person?
Only been with one woman his whole life.
Yeah.
You got to sleep around and get drunk to be cool, Greg.
So says the computer.
Don't you wish
right,
you could
that's
make
what
that
the
claim?
Ticket computer says.
That you'd only been with one girl?
No. You?
Yeah.
Snake.
I'd like better make that claim.
Really?
Well, he says in one sense he has.
That's true.
Hey.
If you're talking about one body part, yes, I've only been with one woman. Example number three, went to Liberty. Which the computer says is actually called UD, University of Dorks.
All right.
His life is consumed with sports. So much so that he got a sports tattoo.
That make you a dork?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But see, you're the type that would get an OU tattoo.
Then why haven't I?
I don't know.
I would not get an OU tattoo.
I can see you doing it.
No, you can't. Number two. Our computer has many flaws, as you can see. We're sorry.
Yeah, flatulence is one.
Norm Hitchkiss. Is there any denying the fact that Norm has a little bit of dork in him?
Oh,
geez. I don't see it.
Oh, really?
I don't see it.
Really?
No.
You think he's pretty hip?
Norm is Norm.
You think Norm would stand out at a Paper City party?
I don't know.
The computer says...
I just don't like to call out my coworkers.
Oh, my God.
Right, like the ones you called whores the other day?
Right.
Well, they attacked me.
Okay, so...
Now, they attacked me.
Right.
And I've got to them, it was him.
I know it was him. I've asked every girl in here.
And they're going to tell you.
I think they would.
They'd tell me.
Hell no, they wouldn't.
Oh, they would, too.
No, they wouldn't.
They hate you.
Mike.
The computer says for Norm Hitchkiss...
I can get anything out of them.
Yeah. Appearance, terrible. Hygiene, awful. Wardrobe, embarrassing. Sports knowledge, too encyclopedic. Social skills, none.
Poor Norm.
Norm has probably better social skills than anybody up here.
You know what? He probably does. That might be a glitch in the ticket computer.
Hey, the computer does, you know, there are errors. The computer is not infallible. We've learned
that. I love Adolf Hitler.
Well, there's another reason. He's infatuated with the Fuhrer.
All right.
And at number one.
All right, let's tee up Fernando here.
On the ticket from the ticket computer.
Poor Fernando.
The number one dork.
I've never heard of a farting computer.
Well, this is the ticket computer.
Right. It's what happens when it spits out data.
Mike Fernandez.
Congratulations, Mike. You did it. You did it, big man.
You're number one.
Right.
You know, you may have hit something. That ticket computer may have got this right.
You don't agree?
Leave Fernando alone. What does it say about Fernando?
At the top of the list, it says appearance-hobbit. So there you go. Dunham and Miller at five, Jimmy Christopher, Bob Sturm, Norm Hitchkiss, and Mike Fernandez.